a great clip, isn't it? It really speaks to what it means to be a team or the body of Christ, where we cover for each other, we're there for each other, we're unified. And of course, the coach set it up this way so that they would do that, because before they were just individuals doing their own thing, getting the glory by making the basket on their own. Of course, too, that's when the movie changes and they become a team, and of course, they win at the end. So it's a great story, but together in that same way, we are one in Christ, committed to one another. We hang together through thick and thin with Christ as our head, moving in that same direction. The book you are going to read in the second hour discussion groups talks about a word. It's the word oxymoron. It's defined as an incongruous, seemingly self-contradictory statement. I found some oxymorons for you. Jumbo shrimp, small crowd, terribly good, working vacation, sad smile, loud whisper, random order, resident alien, minor miracle, plastic silverware, negative income. They're all oxymorons, and we accept them. We're not really, they don't make a whole lot of sense, but we accept them. But when you take time to think about them, they don't make a whole lot of sense. Do you want to know another oxymoron that churches chronically deal with and that really bugs me when it's used as a category for anyone? Inactive church member, right? Inactive church member. Being an inactive church member is the epitome of an oxymoron. The book you're going to discuss this morning in chapter 1 is very clear on this, that the whole point of joining a church or becoming a member of a church necessarily implies that you want to serve the church, be active in its mission and ministry, doing some of those spiritual calisthenics and push-ups to realize the vision of the church. This is qualitatively different from becoming a member of a country club. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know if any of you ever been to the Circus Club in Menlo Park. Anybody ever been there? Okay, some of you. Well, I was there, not because we ever could even fathom being members there. It's a very expensive club. But my son Chris took lessons there, and he worked there. And I remember one time I was there, and it was very hot. I'd been watching Chris play tennis, and I went to buy a club soda. It's a hot day, and I'm thirsty. And the guy behind the table was very nice and cordial, but in his very nice, cordial, sing-songy voice, he says, "I'm sorry, ma'am. Club sodas are for members only," right? So I didn't get the perk. I wasn't a member, and he knew it. Sometimes Chris would be hungry after he would work there teaching all these kids tennis. He knew he could not work there. Eat there just because he was working there, because food also were for members only. All right. So you can see how the word membership for many people means perks. It means, what do I get by joining? But membership in a church is the exact opposite of that. Membership in a church is not what I will get out of it. Membership in a church in the body of Christ implies involvement, service, and connection. Not necessarily perks, although those we do receive by giving, but rather investment with others in a common vision. Just like those guys on Coach Carter's team were invested in their teammate to the point of sacrificing for him, to know Christ for us and make him known. That's our vision. That's why inactive member is an oxymoron. It really doesn't make sense. And in fact, because the word membership has that connotation, ECO as a denomination doesn't even call those who join the church members. ECO calls those who join the church covenant partners. In other words, partners in the ministry of sharing the covenant, God's arrangement, agreement, or promise with humanity for salvation through Jesus Christ. So we at West Valley are still calling it membership, and that's fine. But I want to be real clear on this one. We don't join the church for perks or what we want to get out of it. We join the church because we believe in its mission and purpose to know Christ and make him known. So with that unity, purpose, and direction, we can effectively move the ball, the gospel, down the field to the end zone, folks. So in closing, once again, I want to remind you of our five core values here at West Valley. You will not find any of these five core values on a glossy brochure anywhere for any country club, all right? These are unique to the church, and they are all about being a functioning member of the body of Christ. Let's read these together. Extravagant generosity, risk-taking mission and service, intentional faith development, passionate worship, radical hospitality. Friends, let's be the church connected and committed to moving the gospel down the field in the name of Jesus. Would you pray with me? Lord God, may we be your church. May we be unified in direction, mission, and purpose. May we get in the game and get connected. May we join the small groups. May we discuss freely and openly with one another. May we pray for each other. May we share your truth eagerly with a hurting world, that we might truly be your body, every part of it, working together in unity. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out in the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that you have been empowered with his presence in your life. Go out and serve. Go out and share the gospel. Go out and know that God walks with you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.